At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL,
Washington.
A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Financial Engines. Recovery crews are fishing a car out of the Potomac River at White's Ferry this morning after a man drove onto the ferry, across it, and into the drink at around 1:30 this morning. The man was rescued. He was charged with DUI. At last report, the ferry, which connects Montgomery County to Leesburg, was closed because the man's car was blocking it. When Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe pushed a bill into law last spring allowing for the state to buy death penalty drugs in secret, he saw it as a way to keep prisoners from being killed in the electric chair, which many see as cruel and unusual.
I do believe that a majority of Virginians will conclude that I have found a reasonable middle ground.
But has that idea backfired? The state's new contract to purchase custom-made lethal drugs from a private pharmacist has driven the cost of those drugs from $500 to over $16,000 per execution. The deals are made in secret to protect the druggist from liability. A spokesman for the governor says this is the cost of enforcing the law. Israeli statesman Shimon Peres has been laid to rest in a Jerusalem ceremony attended by thousands of admirers and dozens of international dignitaries. In a heartfelt eulogy, President Obama celebrated Peres as a family man.
A bountiful life, driven by the simple pleasures of family and by big dreams. This was Shimon Peres's life.
The president says Peres showed that justice and hope are at the heart of Israel's Zionist ideals. We now know the name of the engineer who was at the controls of that New Jersey transit train that crashed at the Hoboken station yesterday morning.
He is cooperating with law enforcement.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie referencing the engineer in Thursday's deadly commuter train crash. The man, now identified as 48-year-old Thomas Gallagher, a New Jersey transit employee for 29 years. The train was packed with passengers and reportedly traveling too fast when it slammed into Hoboken Terminal.
We got jolted out of our seats. There's a very loud crash and explosion outside.
The crash killing a woman waiting on the platform, leaving upwards of 100 other people injured and causing massive damage. Images on social media showing what looks like a partial roof collapse. I'm Reed Binion.
There are at least 19 new voters in Harrisonburg, Virginia, and they have one thing in common. They're all dead. The case came to light when the family of one of the deceased received a note in the mail congratulating him for registering. An investigation by the FBI and local police is now underway. None of the 19 has actually had a vote counted. A former school custodian in Montgomery County is due in court today, charged with getting a teen pregnant.
27-year-old Gary Standback, who used to work at Montgomery Village Middle School, Roberto Clemente Middle School, and Paint Branch High School, is accused of having sex with a 15-year-old girl he met online. She wound up getting pregnant and has since had an abortion. A letter went home earlier this week to parents at those schools alerting them to the situation. School officials say the encounters did not happen on school property. Standback resigned last spring. He's due in court this morning. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 18,143. The Nasdaq at 52,69. In sports, Thursday night football, the Bengals beat the Dolphins. The Nationals beat the Diamondbacks. Magic number for home field playoff advantage now down to 2. And the Orioles shut out the Blue Jays. Those two teams are now tied for the top wild card spot in the American League. WMAL News Time is 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Think
things change, and that's a good thing. Kids head off to college into the world and start paying their own bills for once. You and your wife get to know each other again, and that automotive labor of love you've never had time for, it's waiting in the garage. So change is good, but it brings questions, such as, what's your plan? Which brings us to the Mutual Fund Store. We've joined forces with Financial Engines and changed our name. Now, at Financial Engines, you'll still get the same personalized retirement plan from a trusted advisor who sits on your side of the table as a fiduciary doing what's right for you. But we also offer more than mutual funds and more tools, including more powerful research to build a plan that helps you get where you want to go, no matter what's changing around you. The first step is to let us show you the power of a great plan and how Financial Engines can make that happen. Visit FinancialEngines.com today.
This is Ken Greer of Financial Engines in the D.C. area. Let's talk about the financial goals that are important to you, and together we'll develop a plan to help make them happen. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit FinancialEngines.com.
Be your own health advocate. Get your inside story with a virtual physical. VirtualPhysical.com.
Make sure your vehicle is road ready. Jiffy Lube's signature service oil change provides you with so much more than just an oil change. Jiffy Lube checks vital fluids, tire pressure, lights, and wipers, and even vacuums the interior. No appointment needed. JiffyLubeDC.com.
7:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
George Washington Parkway northbound. If you're leaving, say, the area of the 14th Street Bridge and heading north toward the GW Parkway, that's where you're going to hit delays. Right before you get to the circle for Memorial Bridge, heading toward the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge with the crash. Again, northbound George Washington Parkway delays as you approach the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. That's because of a crash. Now, southbound at 123 have a bit of an abrupt delay starting to form. Crews were looking to see if there was something in the roadway. For the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, just a little bit of volume each direction through Laurel. Outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, Maryland, if you're trying to head past FedEx Field and up toward 50. We had an earlier crash out of the travel lanes, but still quite slow. Then again, delays 95 to Georgia Avenue. Still checking out the remnants of earlier accidents. Our distraction there. For 270, once you get through Clarksburg, you'll hit the delays again. Germantown into Rockville. We've been quiet into town. Southeast Southwest Freeway over the 11th Street Bridge, though, just starting to see a little bit of volume. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There will still be showers moving through today with a high eventually near 67. More rain tonight with a low of 65, then drier conditions during the weekend. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 63 in Gainesville, 57 in Germantown, 62 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Jeb Bush down plays reports he's planning to vote for Gary Johnson. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. The time is 7:07. The station is WMAL. The tagline is, it's where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. Coming up at 8:05, Trevor Maddich, WML Redskins analyst, about the game against the Browns this weekend. 8:15, we're going to check in with Governor John Sununu, an old friend who has just now endorsed Donald Trump after a long resistance. But we know resistance is futile. And at 8:35, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is Tom Davis, former Virginia congressman, a man who in the past has been in favor of a meals tax in Fairfax County, even though the voters turned that down. It's up again for consideration. Is it time to have a meal tax in Fairfax County or not? We want to see what he has to say about it. Good morning to you, Tom Davis. Congressman Davis, are you there? Apparently, we've lost our connection with Tom Davis. Let me give you a little background on it. There is a referendum that is being scheduled right now for a vote in November 8th. And voters will have to decide whether the county's Board of Supervisors should levy a meal tax of no more than 4% on prepared foods at restaurants. So what this basically means is if you did a $10 fast meal at a fast food restaurant, that'd be about 40 cents. If you did a $50 meal at a nicer restaurant, that would be to be somewhere around $4.
Right, and there's already an existing 6% sales tax.
Right.
So basically prepared food is now, the government's going to be grabbing 10%.
All right, so now we have Tom Davis back with us. Congressman
hey,
Davis,
Brian,
how are you?
Good.
You're doing well. Okay, so in 92, as I understand it, you know, this is not the first time this has come up in Fairfax County. In 92, you were, what, chairman of the Board of Supervisors back then?
I was chairman of the board.
And you were in favor of this, right?
Yes, I was.
Where are you now?
Well, you know, let me tell you something. In 92, we faced a recession in the county, a severe recession. Our commercial tax base had dropped by a third. And basically, we gave the voters a choice. We had certain programs that were going to have to be cut if we didn't get them funded. And we put the list up, said these programs get cut if they're not funded. And the taxpayers said cut them. So we lost the race.
Yeah.
This is a different situation this year. Schools want to do more, but let me tell you one of the goofy things they've done. They just spent almost $200,000 hiring a consultant to look at changing the name of a local high school, Jeb Stuart High School, because it was offensive to a group of students. Now, the students themselves, when they voted, said, we don't want to change the name. The community survey showed over 60% didn't want to change the name, but the school board has gone ahead and hired a consultant at something close to $200,000 to look at how they would change the name. And then they estimate it would take about $700,000 in addition to change the name. You know, just taking a look at just that isolated issue, I'm afraid if you give these folks too much money, they're going to start doing some goofy things instead of just educating kids. And so I really am very anxious about giving the school board more money sometimes. And you're going to see political correctness run amok and the like. So I'm going to vote against the meals tax this time.
Yeah, and it's you sort of hit the nail on the head there, because the overriding question when they say, should we have a meals tax, is, well, you don't have enough money already? What are you spending it on? And you're right. You just listed the consultant on the name of the high school. But I remember last year they pushed through this idea of changing the start time for high school kids because they can't wake up early. And everyone said, well, it's going to cost us money. They said, well, we know it's going to cost more money, but we need to do this. And now, of course, the transgender rules that they've pushed through for additional bathrooms. Again, that all costs more money. They don't care. They keep spending money without ever worrying where it comes from. And then suddenly they want to add 4% on top of every meal. And this actually, you've done the research on this, haven't you, Congressman Davis?
Absolutely.
Ultimately, this is not about rich people going out and eat. This hurts middle-income and low-income people.
Well, you know who it hurts? The surveys I've seen is it hurts the people who are serving the meals. It takes off the tips, is what we find out.
Oh, yeah.
There are some good arguments for a meals tax. I co-chaired the meals tax task force last year looking at all this. We were very neutral in our outcome in terms of what it does, and this is the right way to do it, to put it on the general election ballot, as opposed to spending extra money trying to push it through in a special. So I think they've gone about it the right way. But I've got to ask, you know, giving more money to the crowd that's there now, I think I'm a little worried about it. I feel a little better about the board, the county board, but 70% of this is going to the school board at this point. You have some good members of the school board, but on balance, they've done some pretty goofy things.
Well, yes, we have. We've had a very detailed look at some of the activities of the school board here on this program. We've gone there on many occasions, and we're constantly stunned at the things they think are important. I have to back you up on this. If the money is going to this particular school board, given what we know about their history and their proclivity to use money to fight social justice battles that they imagine are there, then maybe that's perhaps not the best use of that money, giving them more money to play with would only give them more ammunition to do damage in the community, is my estimation.
Yeah, Brian, let me give you one more perspective. I'll bet you the average person in Fairfax, in fact, I'm sure, couldn't name their school board member.
Yeah.
School board members are elected at large, and what happens is the political parties end up making endorsements, and the endorsements are made by a handful of people who decide we want this person or that person. And people go in and they vote for the state legislature, and they'll vote for the county board and other officials. And while they're there, they see their school board in the ballot, and they just, on a sample ballot, take it off and just go with the way a handful of people in a room have endorsed somebody for the school board. And the end result has been, it's been very polarizing.
Yeah. So what's your sense of how this is going to play out?
Well, it got spanked pretty hard last time. I think as more people get aware of it, find out what the ramifications are. And I think the campaign is going to focus largely on some of the expenditures the school board has made, saying, do you want to give them more money to do social experimentation with our kids? I think at that point that it'll go down.
All right. Well, and the vote is, it's on Election Day, November 8th. So
well,
a lot of this,
right.
Obviously,
I will tell you this, most of the people who go to the polls on Election Day are going to be able to, they're coming in to vote for president. Or to vote against the president, or whatever one of the candidates.
They're voting for a presidential candidate. Yeah,
yeah, or against. You know, we'll see how that goes. But after that, they're going to say, "Oh, there's a meals tax," and at that point, that will be the first impression some people get.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we wanted to discuss it here, so people have a heads up out in Fairfax County. And the one last thing on this, Representative Davis, it's not like this isn't a competitive environment we live in for restaurants. You know, if suddenly every restaurant in Fairfax is 4% more expensive, it's pretty easy to just drive to one of the neighboring counties and have some real nice meals.
Yeah, I think, you know, my gut on this, a pretty affluent county, it may not affect it at the margins too much on these kind of issues, but of course, anytime the government thinks they can spend the money better than you can, you don't always get the best results. Again, under the right circumstances, I supported this thing 20 years ago, but at this point, I'm just worried about giving them too much money because of the way they're spending it.
Yeah, all right. I think we'll leave it right there. Former Congressman Tom Davis of Virginia, good to have you here. And let me just clean up one thing because I want to be fair. And in looking through the numbers, I was trying to grab numbers out of a big page of data here. If you go there and you have a $10 Happy Meal or you go to Chipotle and you get a burrito, it's 10 bucks, it'll be about 40 cents more on the end of that meal. If you go and have a $50 meal, it would be a $2 additional charge in addition to what you would now pay for in regular sales tax. It would come to approximately 10% tax on every meal.
Right, because there's 6% sales tax
already,
and then add 4%.
It is now
6 plus 4 would be 10.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Okay.
I mean, we always need to check our math here on this program. 6:15 on WMAL.
Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Jamie Whitten is calculating how long it's going to take for you to get to work in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Larry. And U.S. Park Police, they have been busy. We're clocking the time here on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway inside the Beltway. Now, the volume begins before you get to 410, but the crash up ahead is at 202. On the George Washington Parkway, accident northbound side as you come up toward I-66. On the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, the pressure is on. Northbound GW Parkway north of the 14th Street Bridge. So a little bit of an unusual backup there. Let's go coming in from the west, 66 in Manassas, Centerville, below speed, and then pretty decent pace on our Friday morning past Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. It's near Nutley Street to the Beltway. We'll have that slow merge. Beltway in Annandale seeing a little bit of volume passing 236. That's okay, but not okay is the Beltway, Maryland, very slow. College Park to get you past Connecticut Avenue. We've had a couple accidents this morning, all out of the travel lanes. Watch for those delays still with us. And in New Carrollton, outer loop near 50, the John Hanson Highway, that crash cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We still have some dangerous situations out there in coastal areas due to flooding. We've got a coastal flood warning in effect until midnight tonight. Starting today, we're going to be cloudy for the most part with a few showers. Looking at a 40% chance of rain, high of 67. And tonight, mostly cloudy, plus some showers and maybe a few thunderstorms overnight with a low near 65. Looking at tonight, about a 60% chance of rain. And then here's your weekend forecast. Saturday, showers in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon, high of 78. And Sunday, partly cloudy, no rain in the forecast on Sunday, highs in the upper 70s. Right now, it's 64 degrees. It's 7:17
yes.
On WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk. Yesterday, Brian Wilson, we had J. Christian Adams on, who works with the Election Law Center, talking about some of the additional irregularities we're seeing in voting. We talked to you about that murderer in the mall in the state of Washington who turns out is a non-citizen, but he's been registered and actually voted in the last several cycles.
But wait, no, that's not possible.
Yeah.
I'm told that doesn't happen.
And in Colorado, we have discovered multiple dead people who have been registered and voting. And then right here in Virginia, Harrisonburg, Virginia, there were at least 19 people registered to vote who have all passed away. Those were discovered. There are many others who haven't been discovered. And Christian Adams laid out for us yesterday in our discussion that they've got a report coming out in the next week or so that shows hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people who were non-citizens in Virginia registered to vote and who have voted in past cycles. Again, nothing to stop this from happening.
Well, that's troublesome. And again, remember, every time this gets raised and we say, oh, we need a voter ID, we need to really, you know, crack down to make sure that people who are qualified to vote. We're always told, universally, it's not a problem. Yeah. You know, what are you talking about?
It's fine. There's no
evidence that this is an issue. Well, it is an issue.
It is. And oftentimes they'll say, oh, well, even if there's just, okay, so maybe some people vote, but it's not enough to make a difference in an election. Guess what? If my vote gets canceled out by somebody who wasn't supposed to vote, that's enough of a difference right there.
Yeah, we need to make sure that we got it right.
Meanwhile, given all of that, the state of Maryland is moving forward with online absentee voting. Mm-hmm. Now, here's how it's supposed to work. If you want an absentee ballot,
right,
you give them all the information, and you click on your ballot. You know, there's a little app you can use that will click on who you want to vote for. And then you save it and you print it out and then you mail it in. So they're saying, see, the vote is not happening online. You're still mailing in a physical ballot.
Right.
However, what's stopping people from accessing your information and getting an absentee ballot in your name?
Right.
And sending it in on your behalf without you knowing it?
Mm-hmm. I think that's a serious problem. Why would you allow a system that doesn't have a check on it? Like, you know, anybody could claim that they are somebody else.
It'll be very interesting. I don't know how you check IDs and all that stuff, but we'll get more information, and we should probably have somebody on from the state elections board.
I'd like them to explain that.
Meanwhile, in D.C., I love it when governments say, oh, don't worry, we're in charge of the voting and everything's fine.
Everything's fine.
And then they do a big whoops. They sent out, the District of Columbia sent out a bunch of cards to people. 5,700 voters received cards that said, hey, we noticed you haven't been registered to vote. First of all, seriously, they don't have enough time on their hands at the district that they have to actually go out of their way and send cards out to people that they think aren't registered to vote.
They took taxpayer money.
Yes.
To send out a postcard to some 70,000 people that they think are not registered to vote.
74,000 total.
So you know, under what authority do they do that?
Well, I guess they just decide they under their own authority. They decided, you know, this needs to be an initiative because we want to make sure that everybody has their franchise. We want to make sure everybody gets registered. So here's the problem. 5,700 of the people who got the card, well, are in fact registered to vote.
Already.
And of course, that freaks them out. And when they look at it, it shows their birth date as being... Now, imagine you're living in D.C.
Right.
And you get a card from your government.
And you've been a regular voter.
Yeah. And it says, we see that you haven't registered to vote. Please be sure to do it.
Well, you'd be panicked.
Just verify all this information and send it back. And in the information, it has your birth date listed as December 31st, 1800. Every single person had their date of birth December 31st, 1800. So, listen, we got to know if you're going to vote for Aaron Burr or Thomas Jefferson.
Right,
let us know. Apparently, that's like the default. If they didn't have a birth date on file for you,
that's what they put.
That was the default.
Yeah.
December 31st, 1800.
So you could have been a regular voter. You could have voted in past elections. All of a sudden, the district sends you a card that says you're not registered. And by the way, your birthday was in the year 1800.
That's right.
That inspires such confidence,
exactly.
Doesn't it?
Don't worry.
Yeah, you're doing a great job, District of Columbia.
The government's in charge of the voting process, and there's nothing to
worry about at all.
Just check the box and push the button. Take your sticker and be on your way.
That's right.
Meanwhile, a couple of early numbers that we're getting on absentee ballot voting. First of all, in the state of Florida, and this isn't a very interesting development. I don't know if it wasn't reported much. But in the state of Florida, requests for absentee ballots... which is often seen as an indicator of how an election might be going.
Interest in an election. Right?
Yeah, at least the interest in the election. In the state of Florida, the early results show that the Republicans have had a huge demand for absentee votes, more so than the Democrats. In fact, I think the final number here that I saw from the last thing was 180,000 more requests for Republican absentee votes versus Democrats. In Virginia, absentee voting has begun, and there's already a huge response for that as well. People in Virginia are very much interested in voting absentee versus regular.
I heard that a comparison indicated was up several percentage points over last election.
Yeah, so far, as of Wednesday morning, nearly 1,000 people had already cast in-person absentee ballots, so we will watch that as it develops. Voting is happening.
That's right.
As we speak.
Yeah, it's on. 722.
The Nation's Gun Show is back. Dulles Expo Center this weekend. 1,300 tables, over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The Nation's Gun Show, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at cegunshows.com.
There's no miracles in science, they say, right? It's science. Miracles don't happen. Well, all right, I'll buy into that. But you got to hear about this new product from Chamonix, Esotique XV. I don't know if you want to call it a miracle, but whatever's in there, plant stem cell therapy, natural peptides, flower extract, antioxidants, it does an amazing thing for your face. It makes the look of crow's feet, laugh lines, forehead wrinkles, old scars, skin redness, makes some history. And if that's not a miracle, well, you put your own name on it. I'm amazed with the results that I've had with this stuff. It really is terrific. And here's the thing. I love the fact that you take my word for it on these products, but with this one, you don't have to. You call now and try Esotique XV for an entire month for free. You're only going to pay a small shipping fee. Chamonix is going to rush you the brand new Esotique XV, and you'll experience, in the comfort of your own home, what I've experienced. You're going to see lines, wrinkles, and redness disappear from your face, or you don't pay. Call them right now, and they're also going to throw in their deep firming serum as a free gift just for trying Esotique XV. Give them a call, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. Here's what they're saying. If you don't look 20 years younger, you don't pay. That's a pretty simple offer. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720.
Money doesn't come with instructions. Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. When my wife Jean and I started Edelman Financial Services, we were committed to serving each client's best interests. Now, 30 years later, we still operate the same way. So we invite you to take advantage of our straightforward, common sense approach to financial planning to help you prepare for retirement and achieve your financial goals. Come, let us help you with your financial planning and managing your investments. We have 6 offices in Maryland and Northern Virginia, and you'll enjoy spending time with an Edelman financial planner. Just call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-752-6742. Or visit us online at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Because, after all, money doesn't come with instructions.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It's 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. A sigh of relief coming off the Greenway onto the toll road. We're enjoying the Friday morning light. That's one of the few areas that we are. No problems coming out of Leesburg on Route 7. Keep in mind, White's Ferry does remain closed. 66, a little bit of that stop and go pushing in through Centerville and again at the Beltway. So, yes, better than normal. Now, let's get you around the Maryland Beltway. We've been struggling. We've had a number of incidents. We're jammed from and approaching I-95. Toward Connecticut Avenue. The last of the accidents had been on the shoulder in that stretch before you get to 355. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, out of Greenbelt now, slow to the crash inside the Beltway near 202. Oh, it looks like they have all lanes open. So southbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, yes, very slow inside the Beltway, but lanes again open. Traffic update is brought to you by Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces and non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information and free shipping, 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
There will still be showers moving through today with a high eventually near 67. More rain tonight with a low of 65 and drier conditions during the weekend. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, we're looking at 64 degrees in the nation's capital at 727.
Are you ready for the black moon? That's right. Tonight there will be a rare black moon. What is a black moon? Well, basically it's hard to see because it's a new moon and there's no light on the moon being reflected back by the sun. And here's the thing. It's a black moon if it happens twice in a month. And so tonight at 8:11 p.m. Eastern Time, we will have a rare black moon. Now, the last one, I mean, they're not all that rare, but the last one was in 2014. But it is something people are talking about because apparently it comes in conjunction with something that happened a few days back, and that's the rare Ring of Fire eclipse that took place in Africa. And so that's that people are saying it's the sign that the apocalypse is upon us. It's the end of all times. No, not really. Probably we're going to be okay. I think we'll all live. But it is an astronomical event that you should take note of.
The ring of fire, what?
The ring of fire solar eclipse is one where the moon passes in front of the sun but doesn't completely block the sun.
I see.
And therefore, there's a ring around the moon that you see. It's called the ring of fire. And when those two things happen within proximity to one another, it is considered very rare.
I was actually just talking about the fact that you called it an eclipse instead of an eclipse.
Well,
but then the second time you called it an eclipse, I just can't get your Texas thing down.
Generally, Texans emphasize the first syllable of a lot of words.
Thank you for that.
It's like insurance.
729
display.
WMA, except for Halloween. 729.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-406-7775. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-406-7775. 1-800-406-7775.
Coming up on WMAL, Jeb Bush suggested voting for Gary Johnson. Now he's trying to walk that back a bit. But if you are considering a vote for Gary Johnson and you would normally vote Republican, I want to hear from you. Why are you doing that?
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news is brought to you by ARS of Virginia. White's Ferry, which links northern Montgomery County and Leesburg, is closed this morning. That often happens when heavy rain causes the Potomac River to swell, but that's not the issue today. A man drove his car onto the ferry, across it, and off the other side into the river at around 1:30 this morning. He was fished out of the drink and charged with too much to drink. The ferry couldn't open, though, because his car was still blocking the way. Thousands attended the funeral of former Israeli President Shimon Peres this morning.
World leaders have come to pay their final respects here on Mount Herzl in Jerusalem to the ninth president of Israel, to Shimon Peres. Peres was in the public life for more than half a century and personally knew many of those leaders, many of whom sent messages of condolences about how much Peres taught them and how much wisdom and experience he had from such a long career in public life.
Correspondent Oren Lieberman. It now costs $16,500 for the drugs used to execute a prisoner in Virginia. That's 30 times more the cost just last year. This after Governor Terry McAuliffe pushed through a new law allowing the state to buy those drugs in secret so the pharmacist is not legally exposed for concocting the drugs. The governor's office chalks it up as the cost of enforcing the law. Republicans had originally pushed the use of the electric chair as an alternate to injection, but that was dismissed as cruel and unusual punishment. Donald Trump's denying a report he skirted U.S. law and explored doing business in Cuba back in the 90s. According to Newsweek, Trump's casino company paid a consulting firm $68,000 to look into opportunities. Trump, in an interview with New Hampshire's NH1 News, blames the reporter for the report.
This guy who has a very bad reputation as a reporter, you see what his record is. He wrote something about me in Cuba. No, I never did anything in Cuba. I never did a deal in Cuba.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,143, the NASDAQ at 52,69. In sports, the Nats and Orioles both win. The Nats' magic number for home field advantage in the playoffs now down to 2. The O's are tied with Toronto for the top wild card spot in the American League. Thursday night football, the Bengals beat the Dolphins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Have you scheduled your annual heating system check yet?
If not, call ARS Rescue Router. Don't be one of those homeowners that turns the heat on the first cool day of fall, only to find out it's not working correctly. Schedule your annual heating system check now with ARS for only $59. That's huge savings just for scheduling early. But do it fast. This $59 heating system check special ends soon. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Kumi. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE. Or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or someone you know want to sell a home, then I'm going to play matchmaker. I'm going to have my good friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams show you how they can create the perfect match just for you. Debbie and Sarah will take your home and put it in their exclusive buyers-in-waiting system of over 5,500 buyers. They'll match your home with ready buyers that they have in your zip code that are looking to buy right now. They've already found over 3,000 ready buyers for their sellers, just like Isabella and Doug from Alexandria. Debbie and Sarah sold their home fast and for $10,000 over the asking price. They had two different agents that couldn't sell their home for almost a year until they hired the Reynolds team. Sarah and Debbie are the matchmakers. Call them and let them show you how they can immediately match buyers that want a home just like yours. Call Debbie and Sarah Reynolds now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Every year, 735,000 Americans have a heart attack. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the U.S. 47% of sudden cardiac deaths occur outside of the hospital. The smartest action is before there's a problem. Virtual Physical reveals plaque buildup by looking from the inside out, enabling action before it's too late. Put your health flex spending to good use with a heart scan at $199. Call 301-984-9009 today.
735 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, George Washington Parkway. Still talking about the incident northbound right near the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Crews tell me it's cleared, but the delays keep growing, so I'm a little suspicious. Again, from the 14th Street Bridge to the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, a solid lineup for you if you're on the George Washington Parkway northbound. Southbound, you're good heading to the 14th Street Bridge. Now for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, each direction, then Laurel passing 197, a little bit below speed. Inside the Beltway, seeing some improvement. The earlier incident near 202 cleared. Beltway, New Carrollton, outer loop right near 50. That crash has been cleared, still trying to recover. And we're in the delay now, 95 College Park and around 2 Connecticut Avenue. Earlier incidents out of the travel lanes. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Windy with scattered showers from this morning to the afternoon with a high near 67. Rain will continue tonight with a low of 65. Highs will reach the upper 70s this week, and showers will end early tomorrow, then dry on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 60 in Chantilly, 57 in Gaithersburg, 62 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
7:37 on WMAL, where Washington Comes Talk, coming up at 8:05 this morning. We'll be joined by Redskins analyst Trevor Maddich. At 8:15, Governor John Sununu, talk politics. And at 8:35, Brett Baer from your Fox News Channel. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
I think it's time for the Bush family to just stop saying things in private, because everybody then goes to the media and tells them what they said. You remember when George Herbert Walker Bush apparently said that he was voting for Hillary Clinton in a private conversation, and that became national news. Well, now Jeb Bush, apparently, according to the Daily News in New York, had a private luncheon on Wednesday and suggested multiple times about voting for Gary Johnson. And again, this was according to people who were at the luncheon, and they are, of course, not naming themselves, and it was supposed to be a private conversation. And now Jeb Bush is downplaying it, although he is not denying it. He says, I haven't made up my mind what I'm going to do. And then he's, it's a secret ballot. I haven't made up my mind. But it brings up this question about voting for Gary Johnson, because clearly a lot of people are voting for Gary Johnson. A recent poll in the Commonwealth of Virginia, which, I don't know, last time I looked, might have a whole lot of say in who our next president is, shows that Gary Johnson is polling 15% in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Now, that's not going to win the state, but that's a whole lot of votes that could be going to one or the other candidate. By the way, in that poll, Clinton and Trump are within 2 points of each other, which is basically the margin of error, a little under the margin of error. So those Gary Johnson votes could determine who our next president is. So if you are a Republican, if you usually vote Republican, and you lean toward the conservative side of the ledger, I would love to hear from you to explain why you're voting for Gary Johnson. What is it about Gary Johnson that has enticed you to give him your vote? Is it because of his policies, or is it just because he's not as embarrassing or as... I guess you don't dislike him as much as the other candidates. 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. We're not going to argue with you. We're not going to call you names. You know us. We're not like that.
We're not. We don't do that.
We just want to hear the ideas, and maybe we'll ask you a couple of questions about it. 888-630-WMAL. I understand people who normally vote Republican who look at Donald Trump as the nominee, and they say to themselves, all right, hold on a minute. First of all, the guy says stuff that embarrasses me. And so if I vote for him, then that means that I'm owning that. And I don't like that. All right. And I've had the opportunity to vote for men of great integrity and who haven't said things as volatile, you know, in the past. Mitt Romney, John McCain, Bob Dole. I mean, these are all people who lost elections. But still, you know, they could be proud for the person they vote for. I get that. And I also understand people who say, listen, he's saying conservative stuff right now, I guess, most of it, but not all of it. And he has no track record of being a conservative. I don't trust him. I don't think he really is conservative. I get that too. What I don't get are the people who say, well, that Donald Trump, he's just a buffoon. He's an idiot and he doesn't have a basic understanding of the issues at hand. So I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson. Gary Johnson?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? The man we told you yesterday couldn't even name a foreign leader? Gary Johnson, the guy who, when asked what he would do about the problem in Aleppo, his response says, what's Aleppo? Gary Johnson has an intellectual superiority and a better grasp of the issues that face our nation than Donald Trump? I'm sorry. That I don't get. But we do want to hear from you. Why are you voting for Johnson? 888-630-WMAL.
All right, so here's where I'm at on this. I mean, look, if you have studied all three of the candidates deeply, and you have come to the conclusion that you really, really love the policies of Gary Johnson, and you feel like that's where you want to cast your ballot, I have some respect for you. Go ahead and do that, I suppose, if you want to do it. But you need to understand that, you know, the way it looks right now, there is no chance the guy's going to win. So, you know, you're going in knowing that. I think what happens is what you said about a lot of people, they don't like either one of these candidates, and they don't want to vote for either one of them. And so they're looking for something to do with their ballot, and so they can't bring themselves to vote for one or the other, so they say, well, I'm just going to give it to this guy. I think that's ridiculous. I think, you know, make a decision. Decide what you want, what you believe in, and throw it down in a way that matters. Because until the polls suggest that, you know, Gary Johnson's got somewhere around 30% of the vote, which he's nowhere close to that according to the polls, then I don't think he's a viable candidate and you're just throwing your vote away. However, if you really, really, really do believe that he has a position that you just love and then that your heart is there, go ahead. But I don't think that's what most people are doing.
Yeah, and I get that. And I agree with you, obviously. However, if you're a conservative and you usually vote for a conservative candidate and you've decided Johnson is the one whose policies you're most aligned with, that I would like to hear more about because I don't see him as a conservative. Michael in Fredericksburg, you're first up on WMAL. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Good morning, guys. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. So why?
Go ahead.
Why are you voting for Johnson?
I have to say that Donald Trump is he's not a conservative, and the Republican Party has left conservatism almost completely. When I looked into the Libertarian Party, I realized that they are much closer to what the founding fathers envisioned for this country. So I'll just have to vote my conscience.
Well, okay,
Michael, although Gary may not win, it will launch the Libertarian Party on a national stage.
I don't disagree that the Libertarian Party, in many respects, hold truer to the founders' vision, but Gary Johnson isn't very libertarian. I mean, he himself has said that he's 80% liberal Democrat. What is it about him that's libertarian?
He is far more libertarian than Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton is. And he is not a perfect or ideal libertarian candidate, but he is far closer to what I believe and what I think.
All right.
Based on my studies that the founding fathers believed, okay. And I think he's got the best vision for the country.
All right, I was hoping to get a couple of issues there instead of saying he's more libertarian than Trump or Clinton. Because yeah, I guess that's probably true. All right, how about John and Woodbridge? You're on WMAL. What do you think, John?
Guys, I love your show so much. It's awesome to listen to you guys every morning. It's great. Listen, I'm a normal, historical Republican voter. The reason I'll be supporting Johnson is because, in addition to your last caller, his views, at least, at the very minimum, separate the economy from government. Both Bush and Obama doubled the national debt. So there is no Republican conservative party anymore. They're for big government solutions and big spending, just like the Democrats are.
Yeah.
Additionally, Donald Trump has roughly the same amount of respect for the Constitution that Hillary Clinton does, which is to say it's an inconvenient document which needs to be avoided and worked around whenever possible. At least Gary Johnson understands the vision of our founders and the separation of powers.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it. And I wish Donald Trump spoke a little bit more about his respect for the Constitution as well. With regard to spending and deficits, I do implore you to take a look at Johnson's record as governor of New Mexico. It ain't so good. In fact, it's quite bad with regard to creating deficits and government spending. All right, more of your calls on this in a moment. It's 7:45. Now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Means we want to get some good news. In 66, I have that to deliver for you. Just a little bit of volume here as we push in through Centerville, briefly in Fair Oaks, and again at the Beltway. Quite unusual, but we're enjoying the Friday. Do have the brakes hitting hard here on 95, heading through Stafford to Aquia, then wide open up through to the Beltway. 395 landmark to Shirlington, across the 14th Street Bridge, slow. If you're heading from the 14th Street Bridge and using the George Washington Parkway, you might want to rethink. It is a solid lineup for the incident right near the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Southbound side, George Washington Parkway, as you pass 123 and down toward the overlooks below speed. Maryland Beltway, we've had a couple earlier accidents out of the way, but still quite slow, dragging around from College Park, almost back near Route 1, toward Connecticut Avenue, and 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie. 50 is okay, but it's the exit to go north on I-97. Slows almost all the way up past 32 with the crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some drier air will finally move in later in the weekend. In the meantime, some more showers from this morning to the afternoon with a high of 67. Rain will continue tonight with a low of 65. Showers in early tomorrow, then cloudy with a high of 78. Partly cloudy 79 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
65 degrees right now, 746.
Hey, DC, have you heard? Southwest has brand new routes, like the ones from Reagan National to Providence. So you can say yes to flying to great new places. And as always, yes to low fares with nothing to hide. That's transparency. Book now at southwest.com. Service starts 11/6/16.
Favorite foreign leader?
Who's my favorite?
Just name anywhere in the country, any one of the continents, any country. Name one foreign leader that you respect and look up to. Anybody.
Mine was Shimon Peres.
I'm talking about living. Go ahead. You got to do this. Anywhere, any continent. Canada, Mexico, Europe over there, Asia, South America, Africa. Name a foreign leader that you respect.
I guess I'm having an Aleppo moment in the former.
Oh, man. He finally did come up with one. Former foreign leader, Vicente Fox of Mexico. If you're a conservative Republican and you would normally vote conservative Republican, is that really the guy who gets your vote, Gary Johnson, who can't come up with a foreign leader, finally does? It's Vicente Fox, not Bibi Netanyahu, by the way, which is kind of the no-brainer of the century. I'm wondering what's going on there with your vote. Greg in Maryland, you're next up on WMAL. Greg, you're throwing away your precious, critical Republican vote in Maryland for Gary Johnson. That could make a difference, Greg.
Yeah, that's not going to make much of a difference, but I mean, it's funny that you play that clip. I mean, one thing that I was thinking, you know, if Trump wants to win, he should be you know, really pushing for Gary Johnson to be on the debate stage. Gary takes more from Hillary than he does from Trump, and that's because young people go break for Gary Johnson. And, you know, Trump's not in contention for the youth vote at all. So I don't even know why he, you know, if I was a Trump advisor, I'd be pushing strongly for that third podium.
Yeah.
It would do nothing but help him. And, I mean, as far as Gary Johnson, I would support him because he supports limited government. He has a record. And, you know, he's the best of the three options to me. So I'm just going to go with him.
All right. All right, thanks. I'm not sold on his limited government proposals, especially with the choice of William Weld as his running mate, who is a pretty big government Republican. How about Ronnie in Virginia? Ronnie, you're on WMAL.
Good morning, Ronnie.
Hey, hi. I'm not voting for Gary Johnson, but it's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about any one of us. It's about our country, and we got to take care of our country. Now, I'm a farmer, and on the farm, we have a saying, take care of the cow, and the cow will take care of you. And it's the same thing with the country. If we take care of our country, the country will take care of us. But if we ignore and don't vote the right way and let people get in there and abuse the country, you know, it's going to...
So, in all of that, I'm not getting who you're voting for.
Trump.
You're going to go for Trump.
So, and was he your first choice during the primaries?
Well... I'm a Gingrich guy, but of course he didn't run this time. So,
But I think you had a powerful words there by saying the vote isn't about you; it's about your country. Because I you do hear a lot of people who say, "I can't look myself in the mirror after voting for either Trump or Clinton, so I'll vote for Gary Johnson." Well, is your vote really about how you can look yourself in the mirror the next day, or about? Well, for me, and listen again, I'm. Certainly wasn't a Donald Trump first signatory to his campaign. But when push comes to shove, the Supreme Court and the kind of regulation madness that I know Hillary Clinton will put into this country is enough to tip it over for me. That's
absolutely.
Enough.
Those are the two issues that I look at.
How about Jimmy in Fort Belvoir? You're next up on WMAL. Oh, real fast, Jimmy. We're running out of time.
Hey, Jimmy. Good morning.
Yes, sir. I would say that I definitely do not support Hillary Clinton based on everything that's going on. And for Trump, for me, our president needs to be a statesman. I do not consider him a statesman, so I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson.
All right, sir. Thank you. And Gary Johnson is a statesman. Well, listen, to be fair to Gary Johnson, I'm pretty sure most foreign leaders couldn't name him either. So it's 7:50 on WMAL.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Are you experiencing mood swings from your bipolar 1 depression? Are the highs and lows severely affecting your life? There may be another option for your bipolar 1 depression. Local medical researchers are evaluating a medication for people suffering from bipolar 1 depression. Qualified candidates will receive treatment from a mental health professional that may be effective at bringing control and balance back to your life. Explore your opportunity to be part of this clinical research study. Space is limited. To see if you qualify, call us today at 877-280-1137 or visit us at www.mybipolarstudy.com. That's 877-280-1137 or visit us at www.mybipolarstudy.com. Remember, 877-280-1137 or visit us at www.mybipolarstudy.com.
What's happening with your money today? Let's check into the CNBC News Desk. Chuck Kamlick, CNBC News Desk. There
CNBC.
It is.
Yeah, CNBC News.
Thank
Business.
You for that. It just, it all, yeah. Thanks, Chuck.
Friday, last day of September. Stocks may end the month lower. After all, futures point to a flat to lower open this morning after that big sell-off yesterday. Alcoa will officially split into two companies on November 1st, one for its old aluminum operations, the other for its newer business of making aluminum parts for planes and cars. Duke Energy branching out from electricity to natural gas. North Carolina has now given its permission for Duke to buy Piedmont Gas for $5 billion. That deal could close Monday. The last day of September is also the last day on the job for Weight Watchers CEO. James Chambers has been there 3 years. That stock is down 54%. The Brexit vote is over, but the fallout may be just beginning. The company that makes Jaguars and Land Rovers says there are signs customers in Europe no longer want to buy British cars. A lot of hard feelings. That company wants the UK to pick up the tab for those taxes if they get tariffed. I'm Chuck. That's a verb I just made up. Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Do you know what a REIA is? It's a real estate investor association, and it's where smart people go to obtain wholesale houses, obtain no money, no credit financing, meet local buyers, sellers, and investing partners, and receive local market intelligence and training. Don't buy houses retail. That's ridiculous. And please don't waste your time and money going to a get-rich-quick seminar from a traveling pitch man. Come network with local D.C. and Northern Virginia area real estate investors that are just getting started or taking it to the next level. Come join the largest real estate investor network in the metropolitan area. We meet on Wednesday, October 5th at 6 p.m. at the Bethesda Marriott on Pools Hill Road, and Thursday, October 6th at 6 p.m. at the Tyson's Corner Marriott on Leesburg Pike. And you can register to attend for free by calling 800-493-1206. This month's topic, a local real estate investor panel of experts. Call 800-493-1206. Write it down. That's 800-493-1206. Call now. Brought to you by the Northern Virginia and D.C. Real Estate Networking Club.
7:55 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, north on Interstate 95 in Stafford, Aquia slow. It was on Route 1 where we had a crash. Northbound Route 1 as you come up to 610 Garrisonville Road. Should be to the shoulder now, but still seeing some heavy pressure there. Beyond all this on 95, looks great. Just a brief tap on the brakes in Dale City, then you're good to join up onto the Beltway. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, quiet interloop through Annandale, the volume 270 out of Frederick. We have the delays right as you merge onto 70. Looks like report of a crash in that stretch going northbound, actually, into Frederick onto 15. And to the Wilson Bridge, your backups near St. Barnabas Road. Update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces, non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information, free shipping, 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Windy with scattered showers from this morning to the afternoon with a high near 67. Rain will continue tonight with a low of 65. Highs will reach the upper 70s this week, and showers will end early tomorrow, then dry on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 64 degrees at 7:57.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options in a single pain-free visit. Here are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I have over 35 years of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem.
With dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
Today, not only are you at risk of losing money on your bank deposits, but now the dollar itself is falling in value thanks to America's good-for-nothing Federal Reserve. Yes, Savage Nation, today we all face big government's secret war on cash, where you could be considered a criminal simply by withdrawing your own cash, savings, or retirement. You heard me right. Your own cash is the government's next target. Protect your economic freedom and privacy. You must read The Secret War from Swiss America, which offers banking and money safety tips that the government doesn't want you to know. Call 800-289-2646 right now. Protect yourself. 800-289-2646 right now. Or visit secretwaroncash.com. Don't let the government rob you blind. Call now. 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. I, Michael Savage, say that now is the time to save your savings while you still can. Call 800-289-2646 right now. SecretWarOnCash.com.
Coming up on WMAL.
We will talk to Brett Baer from the Fox News Channel. Also, Trevor Manich will be here to talk about the Redskins.
And Governor John Sununu, after months and months of resistance, has now endorsed Donald Trump. We'll ask him how he got there and what's going to happen in New Hampshire.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.